What's up, y'all?
My future isn't determined by where I currently reside. Understanding your worth will put pride in your stride. I'm accountable to my call. There's no compromise. I set my own bar, and you better know it's set high.
It's giving what it's supposed to give. Ooh, stop playing with them.
Question: are y'all truly getting into your bag in 2022? Are you limiting yourself to only one bag, or are you hopping into several bags this year? Now, I want you to think about it like this. Are you limiting yourself to hopping into multiple bags for monetary gain? All right, while you're thinking about that, welcome back to another episode of It's a Perspective. Before we get into it, make sure you go over to Instagram and follow at It's a Perspective Podcast. All right, y'all. So you know I have a reoccurring segment on my show called That's My Jam. This is a phrase used when you have a song you can't resist jamming, dancing, or singing to. All right, y'all. Here's this week's jam.
Walk it like I talk it.
Walk it.
Walk it like I talk it. Walk it. Walk it like I talk it.
Woo.
Walk it like I talk it.
You.
Walk it like I talk it.
Walk it.
Walk it like I talk it. Walk it. Walk it like I talk it.
Woo.
Walk it like I talk it.
Hey.
Walk it like I talk it.
Walk it.
Walk it like I talk it.
Walk it like I talk it. Walk it. Walk it like I talk it. Hey. That was Walk It Like I Talk It by the Migos. I believe this song explains itself. It's one thing to say what you're going to do, but when the tongue in your mouth and the tongue in your shoes match, I believe that is a dangerous combination in the best way possible. The intentionality behind walking it like you talk it could be the thing that sets you apart. And many of us like to walk it like we talk it as it relates to petty disagreements. But I believe walking it like you talk it has a layered resolve. You could be going after that business plan you've always talked about. Setting goals for yourself, getting into that new relationship, buying that car or house, or shoot, even walking it like you talk it, as Auntie Maxine would say, reclaiming your time.
With the House
reclaiming
Intel
my
Committee,
time, reclaiming
with the Senate
my time,
Judiciary
reclaiming
Committee.
My time.
Okay.
Reclaiming
matter of
my
fact,
time.
Mr. Secretary, the time belongs to the gentlelady from California.
From the small things to the big things, walk it like you talk it. So you say you're in your bag. So what does it mean to be in your bag? Well, I went to the Urban Dictionary and there are many definitions, but the one that sparked my attention was this definition. It says, quote, "To be in your bag is the act of becoming one with whatever task you are trying to achieve. One-dimensional, tunnel vision, grinding. One who is in my bag has forgotten about all else except for the current moment. When you are in your bag, you are unstoppable. You will shred anything and everything." End quote. Now, this is a very interesting perspective to me because most, if not all, people determine being in their bag as a physical term, as in getting to the money or chasing the money. But as we have now analyzed, being in your bag has very little to do with money and more to do with having the self-awareness to achieve your goals. The two words I've chosen this year to be my mantra is intention and being consistent. So in other words, I want to intentionally be in my bag consistently. Listen, I hope that didn't go over your head, because as an individual, it is time to reclaim what is rightfully yours and take back the meaning of words and use them in the manner that will provide us the true meaning and keep us on the track of success. Because if we listen to social media society, we will be tricked into believing that being in our bag is solely based on monetary gain, not the work being done in you to achieve goals. So here are four steps for us to be in our bag. Step one, our mental bag. Let's start from the inside. What are you doing to have a sound mind? Getting into your mental bag has just as much to do with peace as it does stability. Have you checked the way you are talking to yourself? Because listen, just because no one can hear it doesn't mean that you aren't being affected by it. Have you evaluated what you're putting into your mind? Just because we feel it isn't, quote unquote, that bad could be the very thing that is damaging, like social media content, TV shows, day-to-day coworker problems that start to overpower us daily. Are you carrying a mental load that isn't yours to bear? The audacity for us to let our minds be the last thing on our to-do list when it's the first thing to absorb any form of knowledge present to us should be alarming. Being in your mental bag takes time because habits, thoughts, and our state of mind typically aren't built overnight. So the process to address the thoughts we have into a better mind frame will take time. The ultimate goal is to concentrate on what you are building toward, not where you currently are. Step 2, our spiritual bag. How silly of us not to protect our spirit. How silly of us not to keep connected to the thing of which created us. How silly of us to not think that our spirit is not connected to the vibration of energy that we do and don't come in contact with. Our spirit is the thing that is in direct alignment with our soul. The thing that allows us to connect to who or whatever you believe in. What are you doing each day to meditate, pray, manifest, and restore the energy you need to make it from day to day? Are you allowing your energy to be zapped? Are you spiritually gathering yourself to truly be intentional each day? Are you looking within to know how genuinely to be better through your spirit? Because you are in tune with your spirit, are you aware that you are born with everything you need? Nothing is outside of you? To be in your spiritual bag is not easy because it takes work to work on you, to work on your energy, your connection to God or whoever you believe in. Your spiritual bag comes with layers that are meant to be peeled back and assessed daily. Step 3, our physical bag. This is the one we tend to all struggle with at one point or another. Now that we've looked within, how are you physically? Are you taking the tools you need to build up the physical strength to conquer the day? Are you treating yourself regularly? This means alone or with people. It sounds cliche, but how you treat yourself could weed out some bad habits. It could also trickle down into some areas of your life. But this is the reason why your physical bag is number 3. Because if you value yourself enough to take care of your mental bag and your spiritual bag, you can never play with yourself enough to let your physical bag be lacking. How are you showing up? Are you taking the time to take your time? I'm telling you, the full package isn't full if you physically aren't showing up. Listen, it's more than looks. It's how you are presenting you to the world that will make a difference. Step 4. Our financial bag. Are you getting to the bag? Are you stewarding over your finances in the correct way? Are you taking where you want to be in life seriously? Are you calculating, preparing, saving for the rainy day, talking to your financial advisor, and choosing to understand financial literacy? Are you allowing the way you grew up to get in the way of your come up? Are you choosing not to work on your credit? Have you found a new system for your funds? So often I hear, school ain't teaching us. I never learned. I don't think it'll work. But have you tried to do it for you? Listen, everybody is trying to make money. Even down to the school who isn't teaching you, down to the bank that is financing you. Everybody is trying to make money. Why would they want to lose the bag they are collecting? I know it's been said, and I'm going to say it again. Knowledge is power. Get to the bag, chase the bag, be in your bag, but elevate yourself. We waste a lot of time not doing anything to help ourselves and then wonder why no one is helping us. As your flight attendant says, please place your oxygen mask on before you assist others. Listen, those are the 4 steps to being in your bag. If you've taken nothing else from this episode, please take this away. You are the captain of your ship. It all starts with you. Ask for guidance. Talk to the professionals. Be in your bag. Me personally, I am consistently working for my future self because I know I'll be proud of the work I've done to get to where I want to be. But guess what? It's a choice daily and no one can make it for you. But y'all, that's just my perspective. I'm telling you, as you maneuver through this year, make sure you are calculating how to stay in your bag, because baby, I know I am. So y'all, this is a new segment we have on my show called We Got Mail. I had a person send in a question and they said they like to remain anonymous. They asked, quote, "Hey Dejari, I love your show. I can't wait for the next episode on Monday. However, I want to get your perspective. What do you think about being intentional? You talked about it in one of your episodes, but I wanted to get a more in-depth perspective from you." You know what? Shout out to you. Thank you so much for this question, first and foremost. So, I have a lot of feelings about being intentional, but I feel intentionality is doing things on purpose or with a purpose. In most cases, we'll allow ourselves to do things with a half heart, like we are doing it because it may be helpful or it may make a difference. But being intentional means, oh, I have intentions for that thing. I want it to be, or I want it to have a positive outcome. That's why I'm making it my goal to be more intentional, because I want to be purposeful in all things. You know what? Thank you again for submitting that question. Y'all, make sure you email at itsaperspectivepodcast@gmail.com for the opportunity to be featured on It's a Perspective. Also, please indicate whether you like to be anonymous or not. Thank y'all so much for the outpour of love. Y'all, please stay tuned because next month is going to be full of surprises. I can't wait for you to hear what we have in store. If you haven't already, please go over to Instagram and follow at It's a Perspective Podcast and share with a friend. Thank you all again. I love you. Peace.